Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. To reflect on the blessing this Thanksgiving, let's look back to the first Thanksgiving. The members of the English Separatist Church sailed to the New World on the Mayflower. Before landing, the adult male pilgrims who were not servants signed the Mayflower Compact. This document pledged that every person was subservient to the good of the community. In other words, socialism was how the colony operated. People were supposed to toil to the best of their ability, receiving only what they needed. Private property was forbidden. William Bradford was governor of the Plymouth Plantation. He noted that many people made excuses to avoid their obligations to farm or hunt. The first year was hard. Food was scarce. Almost half of the colonists died. The next summer, socialism was abolished. Colonists were allowed to own private property. The colony's fortunes improved dramatically. Governor Bradford wrote in his journal how people who previously claimed to be too sick or too burdened with childcare to work were now sowing crops on their farms. This change brought a bountiful harvest that fall. The pilgrims celebrated with the first Thanksgiving. The blessings of private property and the free market created the bounty that the pilgrims celebrated that first Thanksgiving. Ever since, this respect for private property and individual liberty has brought ever greater prosperity. The United States became a beacon for immigrants because of its relative lack of government. The bounty was created by people living in freedom and liberty because they, not their political rulers, controlled the fruits of their labor. Freedom and liberty led to the greatest creation of wealth the world has ever seen. Even the poorest Americans are far better off than most of the world's inhabitants. This prosperity made it possible for Americans to be generous and giving, willing to help others in need. While America is turning away from the principles that made this country so bountiful, there are still some blessings for which we give thanks tomorrow. At Liberty Coin Service, founded by R. William Bradford, a direct descendant of Governor William Bradford, we wish you the blessings of Thanksgiving. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.